Rosh Hashanah is the start of the seventh month, which is Tishri, but it is actually the start where they start keeping track of the weeks or the years of the cycle of sevens. And so that's how they start that starting now. So that would be starting right now. One other aspect, because we talked about now a sin offering. And that's why I want us to tie into resolutions. Today, I would like us to think about over our past year spiritually. The pluses and some of the minuses. I'd like us to think about how we'd like to change next year. Think of the things you want to change and think about today how we can implement those. So as we start this New Year celebration, let us think about what we have been called to do, to change. We constantly, if we're reading the scripture, we see things that God calls us to do. This morning in the One Sabbath School class, we were looking at Jeremiah and what he had been called to do. And some of the pain and tears that went with that. Some of the frustrations that went with that. But then also the fact that, and Becky used the term, God's got your back. He's always there. He's going to see you through. Amen? So let's look at how we can walk closer to the Lord this year. In our closing, I've asked Lana to help with one other thing. You can come on up. After they would celebrate at the synagogue, sometime during Rosh Hashanah, they will go to a lake, a river, stream, some place that has fish and is a living thing. And some of the Jews would take breadcrumbs. They'll stick them in their pockets because it's a symbol of something. And I'm not going to do that today because I don't want to make a mess. But they would then go to the stream, and they will have a special service. This service is the aspect of them looking to the fact that we have a wonderful God, a God who wants for us to receive justification, who wants us to receive His mercy. And we think of all the fact that we know we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. We just sang a song, and Scripture tells us that our sins are washed white as snow. How many people other than God can take blood and turn it white? Only God can do it. Amen? So, when you think of being washed in the blood, you got to see yourself coming out clean. And only God can do that. So we're going to close on this morning. It's called the Talish prayer, and we're doing it in English because we couldn't say the Hebrew. All of the blessings we said today were originally done in Hebrew. And, of course, since I don't speak Hebrew, you got it in English.
I'm thinking of all the names that we can't even say that's listed in the Scripture.
You'll recognize some of this out of Scripture as well, some of these terms. Lord, Lord, benevolent God.
Who is a God like you?
Compassionate.
Who pardons iniquity.
And gracious.
And forgives transgression.
Slow.
For the remnant of His heritage.
To anger.
He does not maintain His wrath forever.
And abounding in kindness.
For He desires to do kindness.
And truth.
He will again show us mercy.
He preserves kindness.
He will suppress our iniquities.
For 2,000 generations.
You will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
Pardoning iniquity.
Show faithfulness to Jacob.
Transgression.
Kindness to Abraham.
And sin.
Which you have sworn to our fathers.
And He cleanses.
From the days of yore.
The Lord is slow.
In from out of distress, I called to God.
To anger.
With abounding relief, God answered me.
and abounding in kindness.
The Lord is with me.
Pardoning iniquity.
I do not fear.
And transgression.
What can man do to me?
Acquitting the penitent.
The Lord is with me among my helpers.
And not acquitting the impenitent.
And I will see the downfall of mine enemies.
Remembering the iniquity of the fathers for the children.
It is better to rely on the Lord than to trust in man.
For the third and the fourth generation.
It is better to rely on the Lord than to trust in nobles.
Sing joyously to the Lord, you righteous ones. It is fitting for the upright to offer praise. Extol the Lord with the harp. Sing to him with a ten-stringed lyre. Sing to him a new song. Skillfully play sounds of jubilation. For the word of the Lord is just. All his deeds are done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The kindness of the Lord fills the earth. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth of all their hosts.
He gathers the waters of the sea like a mound. He stows away the deeps in vaults. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world tremble before him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it endured. The Lord has annulled the counsel of nations. He has foiled the schemes of peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The thoughts of his heart throughout all generations. Fortunate is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he chose as a heritage for himself. The Lord looks down from heaven. He beholds all mankind. From his dwelling place, he watches intently all the inhabitants of the earth. It is he who fashions the hearts of them all, who perceives all their actions. A king is not saved through a large army. A warrior is not rescued by means of great strength. A horse is a false guarantee for victory. With all its great strength, it offers no escape. But the eye of the Lord is directed toward those who fear him, toward those who hope for his kindness, to save their soul from death and to sustain them during famine. Our soul yearns for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart shall rejoice in him, for we have put our trust in his holy name. May your kindness, Lord, be upon us, as we have placed our hope in you.
They shall do no evil, nor shall they destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea.
May it be your will, Lord our God, and God our fathers, exalted God, crowned with 13 attributes, qualities of mercy, that this shall be propitious time for you, and may you consider the recitation of the 13 attributes of mercy in the verses, Who is a God like you, which corresponds to the 13 attributes, benevolent God, compassionate and gracious, that we recited before you, as if we had comprehended all the esoteric meanings and combinations of the holy names that are formed from them, and the joining of their attributes, which, one by one, shall approach to sweeten the severe judgments. And so, cast all our sins into the depths of the sea, and bestow upon us from them the bounty of deliverance and mercy. Remember us for life, King who desires life. Inscribe us in the book of life, for your sake, O living God. May we merit to attain a higher level of repentance, for your right hand is stretched forth to receive penitence. Rend the evil aspect of the verdict decreed against us. May our merits be stated before you, and may you have forbearance for us for good. Amen.
Amen. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And at the end of that, they would then open their pockets and empty it into the stream or the lake. Remembering that that was showing the ridding of our sins being put into the sea, as we read about in Scripture before. God put our sins in the deepest sea. And then it says in another place, and he remembers them no more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. This time starts at, like I said, Sunday night. It's a period of 10 days, and it ends on Yom Kippur. We'll talk about Yom Kippur next week. But these 10 days are a time that they will constantly be thinking about what God wants to change in their lives. They're called the days of awe. And so remember that even though Monday and Tuesday are Rosh Hashanah, that this celebration goes on and this time of yearning goes on as well, with the culmination then in Yom Kippur at the end of 10 days. And so we'll talk about that next week.